Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, and that's what you're listening to, and this is the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a terrific show for you today. And we may touch on something ever so briefly. Well, we're going to basically do a show today on Davos and the failed amendments and victories for the average people, and this is good. We need good news. But there's been a current events development, and we may touch upon sex trafficking. And I got to tell you guys, sex trafficking is really ramping up here. I live in a border state, as you know, and I've had people in law enforcement tell me it's institutionalized here, and many of the public officials are turning a blind eye to it. And it's coming to a state near you if it's not already there. So we have Sarah Westall with us, and we're going to be talking about a variety of issues, but mostly about the World Economic Forum and what they want with us. And before we do, though, we got to take care of some business. And I'm just going to start right off the top. We have a TV show called TheCommonSenseShow.tv. And let me just share this thought with you. We have people on our radio show here who would, in some degrees, you know, fit the celebrity status. But that's not why I have them on. But we do some of that here, typical media. But on the TV show, I created this TV show, and I own the platform, so we can't be censored. And I created the TV show so I could do things to enhance your survivability with experts. We have people on this show. I'll give you an example. Doug Thornton, remember what we used to call him when we started? Wrecker. We couldn't tell you what he did. We said that he generally had worked for the government in a high-level capacity, combat veteran as well. Remember that? Called him Wrecker. Had to black out his face. Well, we know now it's Doug Thornton. He used to work for DHS, a military contractor, and a Marine recon guy, and served in two wars. So we have those kinds of people. We have people that work for the agencies, the alphabet soups. But as part of their departure from service, they can't talk about that part, but they can give you information to help you survive. And by the way, the cost is ridiculously low. We're paying for bandwidth. The monthly fee is $2.99 a month, and on the annual, it's ends up working out to be about $2.50 a month. And so it's really where you want to go. It's censorship-free. It's commercial-free. And we are making a revelation regarding the Buffalo shooting, beyond what we've already done. We've exposed the fraud of the, shall we say, the manifesto, as they're calling it. It's a fraud. But we're going a lot further. Huge, huge development that we're exposing tonight on the show. So just thought I'd let you know, you might want to sign up, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Also, too, the Finland was just given a contract to create food that has crickets in it. World Economic Forum, which is going to be the topic of what we're going to talk about today. So Klaus Schwab is moving forward with his "This is what you'll eat, you'll own nothing and love it." Well, let's get you outside the system as much as we can. They're going to choke our food off, which you're already doing. Everyone's saying famine, famine, famine. The publication The Economist yesterday had a headline saying famine imminent. Two words. So storable food, no price increase, still sales. Go to preparewithdave.com, and we already know we're going to have roving blackouts this summer. It's no less than six major regional power centers have said that. They're unannounced. We don't know the duration. You will never know when they're going to happen. And if they go on long enough, you're going to have to scavenge for water. So you need water filtration. And we're recommending everyone get one water filter with a backup for your family. And so how do you get yours? Go to waterwithdave.com. There's limited supply. I'm the only vendor in the United States, and that's because they had run out. It comes out of China, and they found some in the supply chain, and they told me, you can sell them till they're gone, Dave. And I don't know how many they have left. I know there's no limitation on buying. Someone could go in and buy up all of them right now if they wanted to. I hope you don't. But one per family member is a good idea. So that's kind of where we're at with the survival products. And I just want to mention one thing, too. I completed 2 weeks ago another deal with Noble Gold. The worst place you can be right now is be heavily concentrated in the banks. And we're not. And I don't know that we can totally stay outside the digital system they're going to impose upon us, and which they'll steal our assets if they don't like our political views. Well, you can get out of the system to a large extent with precious metals. And this is what I've done with Noble Gold. And they have all kinds of investment programs. And when the crash comes, people like me are going to be a lot better off than people like some in our audience that aren't doing anything. So Noble Gold is not pushy. You can go to goldbeforelate.com. They'll send you free material electronically, but you'll have to call them and say, well, they don't pursue people. They don't play that game. They're not high pressure. Everyone that you talk to at Noble Gold when they answer the phone is a highly trained agent. There's no call center. You don't get into them and they say, I'll be helping you very much. That's not what they do there. And they don't pursue you. You have to close your own deal. And I know I've closed 5 deals with them, and every time, okay, I'm ready now. Ready to check out. Okay. And it's kind of funny because most of them know who I am now. And we talk about the show. We talk about this. Real friendly, and then I have to push them to close the deal. Is that really what you want to do? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot leave your money in the bank. You need to have operating expenses there, but you need to be able to realize that whatever you leave in the bank, you have to be able to afford to lose it. And if you don't have money, if you're one of the 40% of Americans that have less than $1,000, don't listen to me about Noble Gold. Buy food. Buy food. Buy water filtration. But those that have a nest egg, this is really about your only option. We're looking at foreign banks right now. I've been commissioned to write a study. And actually, it's a course we're going to offer on the website, an e-course. And I'm looking at foreign banks. And the world's dividing up between gold-backed currencies, which is going to be basically all of Latin America, and other select nations like India. And they're lining up with Russian economics, even though they don't necessarily approve of what Russia's doing in Ukraine. And then you've got the digitals that will steal everything from you. It's satanic Mark of the Beast stuff coming. The world's dividing into two camps, and Ukraine is ending up being a war between these two competing ideologies. And we're looking at banks right now. Are there banks that Americans can safely house their money in case, you know, we get Justin Trudeau'd here and they steal our assets because they don't like our political views? So look for that. We're going to probably be done with that sometime in August, and we're going to publish that. I'm actually taking a couple field trips to investigate this fall, waiting for my update on my passport to come through, and then we're going to make our travel plans and go check out the banks. So anyway, long introduction here. Apologize for that, but I just want to let you know, folks, you really need to start taking steps now. Time is short, and this is a good intro to what Sarah is going to talk about, because she has followed the amendment process in Davos in their recent meeting of dictators. And she's going to talk about the developments that came out of Davos. And then, like I said, we're probably going to get a little bit into child sex trafficking. Sarah, welcome to the show. I'm really glad you could join us. And you're one of the few people that really has a grasp on Davos. A lot of people are calling me and asking for questions. I said, wait until after I interview Sarah.
Thank you. You just try to do your best trying to figure stuff out, because they're psychopaths, and you know that their goal is just world domination, and putting everything in that frame, you can figure some things out. But I have a question for you. You know they're trying to destroy the United States, right? It's so obvious. They're doing everything they can to make things scarce and to really challenge people. Starting with the mass bankruptcies of the middle class during the COVID BS, do you think that by getting Republicans back into power, that it will change the scenario or slow it down? And if you think it'll change, is that why you think there isn't going to be an election?
This is Sarah Westall interviewing Dave Hodges now. Okay, to seriously,
because I
want to know. I'm only kidding, Sarah.
Makes a difference at this point.
To answer your question, and this is something I've addressed. It's interesting. My whole approach here is people need to make their individual decisions based on their research and their knowledge. I have said that about 90% of all Republican incumbents need to be shown the door. And people say, well, how do you know what you're getting is any better? And my answer is, you don't. But you don't get people who've already demonstrated they're controlled by the system. If the Republicans wanted to as a group, they could have stopped much of what the Democrats have done. And they've gone along
already.
To get along. They've sent $40 billion off to Ukraine, except for 18 Republicans in the Senate. Yep. And they sent that off at a time when we can't even get baby formula for kids, and kids are going to the hospital as a result. So that's my answer, is unelect most of the incumbents. If you're not sure, unelect them all. And then we need to unelect all the Democrats in the general. But folks, it's not enough to wait for the general election. You've got to take these people out now. It's like Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. He's up for re-election. He deserves to be returned to the Senate. I don't agree with him on everything, but I can live with what he's done. I can live with what Rand Paul's done. My congressman, Paul Gosar, has been disciplined by Congress because he's dared to stand up and call people the correct names. And so I am voting for him. In fact, I'm actually a friend with a member of his staff. They are for America. But I couldn't name a dozen people in the House and Senate combined. In fact, I have an article up on the Common Sense Show, part five of a series about the takeover of America. And I list in there about 80 names of people who are direct traitors to this country. So that's my answer to your question. No, the Republicans are not the answer. We have to get new Republicans in, and then we need to push the agenda. Term limits, you don't get lifetime medical, you can't do insider trading. You need to live by the same rules you impose on us.
Yep. Well, I'm pretty in line with that. I just wanted to hear what you said, because so many people think that just by getting the Republicans in there, it's going to save the day. And I
Mitch
just,
McConnell. Let's talk about Mitch McConnell real quick. His wife,
yeah, he's
former
fixed.
Secretary Powell of Transportation. Oh, what a wonderful person she is. Her parents run the six ports in communist China for the CCP, and they handed McConnell a $25 million set of trading vessels to operate in Asia. He's a traitor. This is why he doesn't stand up for Taiwan. Ukraine's the most important thing in the world right now. Oh, forget inflation and the fact that we can't afford to drive to work or put food on our table. He's worried about Ukraine. He's a Democrat. He is controlled by communist China, and he's married to one of them.
Well,
So,
I don't even think he's a. I just think he's a traitor. He's
total traitor.
just an ugly human being inside. And I don't believe he won, because he was one of the people I looked into, and he had like 20% approval rating with the polls locally, if you can, trust those polls. But the person who was running against him was beating him by double digits, and he still won. I think his was fixed. And if somebody actually went in and looked at his record, or the actual voting, and did an audit, I think his would be overturned. I mean, I can't prove it just by
I didn't
talking,
look at
but
his.
based on all
Listen,
the evidence.
if you want to know about Maricopa County election in Arizona and the fraud that was here and how that election form was in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Atlanta and Fulton County, I can tell you all about that. I don't know about the Kentucky election when he got reelected, but I can't imagine anyone who respects free enterprise and the Constitution would ever vote for that monster.
Well, yeah, and when I looked at the details, I mean, I can't prove it, but he's one of those things that match all the patterns that happened that day. And I think there are fixed elections all over this country. The Democrats are right too when they complain about fixed elections.
Well, a lot of the Republicans go along.
Unfortunately, it is what it is.
This is what I found in Arizona about fixed elections. Most of our senior officials in Arizona, from the county to the state level, are controlled by communist China and/or George Soros. And the ones that aren't are afraid of the election fraud system. Because if it can be used in a system where they're getting elected, they also know it can be used to unelect them, so they all keep their mouth shut.
Yep, that's what's going on.
I've been to lunch with two state reps, and I won't say if they were House or Senate, but they both told me that their careers would be over if they speak out.
Yep, it'd be fixed. No matter how good that they do, it would be fixed. I just, there's too many of them that I saw the same pattern as Trump, where in the middle of the night, you wake up, they're above by double digits, you wake up and the thing flips. That happened to a lot of candidates. So we need to clean up our election system, otherwise it doesn't even matter.
You're correct.
So I know people are trying.
Well, here we have a
Yeah, I know
pandemic
people are
coming.
trying.
Sarah, we have a pandemic coming just in time to keep the old election rules in place. They'll suspend all the voter reform acts they've done. You know, it's funny, in Georgia, they said, oh, this will suppress voting. This is Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow. And more black people voted in these primaries, and more people voted in Georgia than ever before, supposedly with repressed voter laws. Bunch of crap, but I will say this. They're going to impose this pandemic lockdown on us again so they can go back to the same BS that they used to steal the election the first time.
Yeah, and I think that people are going to push back on this one, but I do think they have some things up their sleeves. You know, I've been doing a little bit of research. I have been staying away from the monkeypox for a while because it just angers me because I know their patterns. But there are some information on this that people probably need to know. And, you know, Amazing Polly did an amazing report on it. And she found that this Dr. Buller, who is an expert, he's a U.S. foremost expert on these orthopox viruses. By the way, chickenpox is not related to monkeypox. It's in a different category. I hear a lot of people saying it. But according to Dr. Malone, when I was reading a research article he wrote, and he's like, it is just not in the same category. It's a different one. But that being said, it is in the, what do you call it? What's the bad one? Monkeypox and... What's the bad one that you said is going to come hit us? Pox.
It's going to be Ebola plus smallpox, but they'll call it hemorrhagic fever. But smallpox. It's the same thing according to the NIH.
I just my brain couldn't remember the word smallpox. But I think I'm getting older, Dave. But anyways, it is in the same family as smallpox. But here's the deal. This Dr. Buller, with Fauci's NIAID funds, he did gain of function research on these viruses. Specifically, he was working on this mousepox virus, and he created an antigen so lethal that it killed all the mice that were infected. And they claimed that they can do that with other viruses like the cowpox or the monkeypox. So they can be weaponized, and it can be highly more contagious. Now, this Dr. Buller died conveniently after he said that he really doesn't recommend. He says it's a bad idea to use the smallpox vaccine as a prevention against monkeypox because he said that it would create more virulence in the populations that are immunocompromised, and that he just doesn't recommend it. And if you notice, that's what they're using as a smallpox vaccine because there's a lot of commonalities between the two. And he recommended against it. And then after he did that, within a month, he was dead.
Yeah.
But regardless, this monkeypox, it doesn't spread very easily. And it's hitting the gay populations. It's kind of like HIV, how it spreads based on the sores and fluids and things. It spreads the same way as HIV. But there's some other things with this monkeypox. It's the people who've been vaccinated. There's interferon B or beta, and it somehow the interferon beta works to naturally help you with monkeypox because monkeypox isn't a very dangerous disease for a normal person. But the interferon B has been compromised with the vaccine. There's two government studies, and also Peter McCullough did a thing on this. And pretty much the people who've been vaccinated have a lower, compromises their interferon, and monkeypox needs interferon to be dealt with in the body. So there's something, it's conveniently put out after they've been pushing this vaccine hard. So there is some questions on whether this monkeypox can be a problem. Now, I don't think for people who haven't been vaccinated or, it can be a problem if you're getting the shedding. But if you haven't been vaccinated, you're probably just fine. And also, if you have been vaccinated, if you keep from being sick and you stay away, like the HIV, stay away from sores, don't have sex with people. And if somebody has a rash, don't touch their rash. If you do that stuff, you're pretty safe unless they did gain a function on it. But other than that, this actual monkeypox virus is not that big of a deal. other than that, I mean, some of the stuff I said is pretty bad, but it's not something to be really scared about unless they weaponized it. And we know that they can.
Well,
so that's my news on Monkeypox.
I'm going to say this
I really
is not
hate this topic.
This is not the kill shot. Not. It's the lockdown virus.
I think it's bad enough. I think it's bad enough where they can use it to lock down, but it's not bad enough to have a big dent in the population. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. You know, we're going to have to watch as this stuff comes out. And there's multiple strands of this. So, and we don't put anything past these guys. I mean, these guys are evil people. I mean, if they're going to industrialize human trafficking to a point of treating humans like cows, they don't care about human life. So they have an agenda, and that's what they're going after. It just means you've got to keep your immune system high, and you're fine.
Well,
you're fine. Yeah.
I think you're right. But I also know that, let's put it this way, I've been following the trail of Ebola and the CDC and Anthony Fauci since 2011. It surfaced big time in Ukraine in 2014. And I tried to warn people. People thought I was off my rocker when I said Hunter Biden was shipping unspecified biological things to Wuhan. I did that with Devin Archer, and they did it on Air Force Two. And by the way, Paul Preston has told me that all six of the staff of the plane that made that flight are all dead. Most of them suicide. I think four of them, he said, were suicides.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on this in 2014. I just didn't know it was going to end up being COVID. But we knew it was biological, unmarked, blah, blah, blah. And Hunter was the accompanying agent on this. It's pretty bizarre stuff. But 2011, the NIH, under Anthony Fauci came out, and they said that hemorrhagic fever is Ebola. Ebola is hemorrhagic fever. And at the same time, I discovered that the CDC had a patent on Ebola. And I said, wait, you can't patent a virus. And then I researched it. Well, you can if you alter it by 30%. Hemorrhagic fever is Ebola, and Ebola is hemorrhagic fever. The CDC either weaponized it or they're taking advantage of the fact it was weaponized. And they own the patent on all Ebola. They own the patent on all Ebola treatments. And there's even question that if you get Ebola and somehow survive, they own you.
Oh, geez. Well, I have this map from Bruce Gagnon. He's going to come on to my show. I've had him on in the past, but he is a war expert. And he has this map showing the biolaboratories, the Pentagon funded biolaboratories in 25 countries. And there's a lot of them. And that's just showing Africa, Asia, and just Africa and Asia all the way to Ukraine, which is Eastern Europe. But there's more in United States and South America. But that is over 25 countries here. And this was from a while ago, because I know I talked about this on your program before, and I had the same map. And I finally got hold of them and said, we got to talk about this. And so there's bioweapon labs all over the place, Pentagon-funded bioweapon labs. So you can't brush something off as safe because we know there's bioweapon labs. And the same people who are trying to control us, the WHO and the World Economic Forum, are behind these things. They're using it because they told us they would. They're using it to do this reset, which is really, these guys need to be stopped. But we need to protect ourselves while we're trying to stop these guys. And I want to tell you that the chlorine dioxide solution, which is not legal in the United States, but it is legal in many countries, New Zealand, the doctors in New Zealand, all the holistic doctors, they all use it. It's given out. There's countries, Switzerland is where they've done the three-phase trials on it. Dr. Kulker, he now has a seminar so people can learn about it. In the United States, we have a version that's called Twin Oxide, which is a purified version that cities use municipal cities use it in their water supplies. And it works against Ebola and smallpox. The Navy used it for Ebola. Works for coronavirus as well. The city's elderly community in Florida had it in the water, not a single case of coronavirus because of it, with this COVID scare. So it works. It's just you have to be careful because you need to get the legal stuff, which if you look in a twin oxide, and you can get it from Dr. Joe Newsma, or if you're in another country, then you can just go get the chlorine dioxide solution. I don't want to sell anything or promote anything that's not legal because this country takes it very seriously. This chlorine dioxide solution, they go after the people who are providing the chlorine dioxide solution so hard. They put them in prison. They do everything they can because it works. And the word is getting out because there's over 100,000 doctors and scientists that are all in forums with this Dr. Calker and their trials, and they're all working together. NASA scientists, I mean, people know it works. The science, the dam is really breaking, and so I don't know how much longer they can keep it like that. In the United States, if they find out you have it, they'll come in with these hazmat suits, and they'll bring the media and talk about how you're doing something dangerous. It's such a freaking joke and a whole, theater to scare the hell out of people. But that's what they do, and they're good at creating this theater. It just less and less people are believing their crap, and more people are learning about it. But in this country, there's a purified version called twin oxide, which will deal with it as well. I used twin oxide to get rid of. I got the Omicron, and I was taking other things. It was lingering forever. I did the twin oxide, and within 2 days, it was gone. It works really well. So, but you got to be careful because you got to get the legal stuff.
Oh,
I'm
there's.
not going to promote illegal stuff on Dave's show.
See, I don't know anything about it, so
Okay.
I'll claim
No, it's good
ignorance.
stuff, guys.
I'll point the finger. She lives in Minnesota. It's
Yeah.
not me.
Yeah, point it at me, but all I'm talking about is go to my site where I have solutions document. It's this huge picture. It's the biggest picture on my site that says solutions, even if you've gotten the mRNA shot. There's a link to the
Nora,
seminar. I
get the
think
dog.
every
I'm on
doctor
the
in the
air.
country and every scientist, every pharmacist needs to look, watch that seminar. Every single one of you out there who is trained in this needs to open their mind and learn about other science. And this is really good because it's built for people to learn about it. And they have specific classes that you can take to learn about specific parts of the science. It's really good stuff. But I had to throw that out there. It's important. It helps
How are
people. It's
you
going to save
able to
some
say
lives.
this though without, excuse me, how are you able to say this without getting in trouble?
Because the twin oxide version is legal, and in other countries, because this is an international show, in other countries it's legal. And in fact, it's so legal that that's their standard of care in a couple countries. So if knowing that this is an international show, I tell you straight up, it's not legal in the United States. You need to check your country and make sure it's legal. But it works, and it's phenomenal to the point where it works that, like I said, over 100,000 scientists and doctors are looking into it. There's been phase three trials. There's seminars you can go on. There's countries that use it as standard of care. There's other countries where the holistic doctors know it works and they prescribe their first go-to thing that they use. So you can go from there. Our Navy used it for Ebola. They can lie about it, but they did. So there's so much evidence. But yeah, it's illegal here. So you can get on me all you want, but I'm going to be straight up. It's illegal in the United States, but it works. So
Why
that's why I get
is
away with
it
it, because I'm honest.
why is it illegal in the United States, in
Go
your
ahead.
opinion?
Because it works. And when they've had people who they go after people hard who sell this stuff, they come with hazmat suits and the media and talk about how you're this big criminal and you're endangering the whole community and selling snake oil and all this stuff. But then the other hand uses it for Ebola. The Navy and our military. So you have to question it. Most people are waking up to the fact that it's one big theater operation,
Yeah.
but they will treat you like this. They're going to treat you like this, so you got to be careful. It's not legal. But there is a purified version in the United States that's legal for water systems. It's called twin oxide. It's a same version of the chlorine dioxide solution, but it's been modified for water systems, and it works, and it's legal. So you just have to look into it. You got to protect yourself because our country is very corrupt right now. And why can I get away with it? Because I'm telling the truth right now about what the laws are. And I'm not personally selling it. I'm not making, I don't have a laboratory, but I'm reporting on it. And it is true. That is a standard of care in other countries, and that there are over 100,000 scientists and doctors reading about it and learning. So yeah, that's why I can get away with it.
That's
And, you
interesting.
know, it's unethical. It's immoral not to bring it up and to talk about it. It's going to save lives. And the fact that they are shutting people down like they are is so incredibly evil. It's so evil in the base of my soul. Like, my whole body knows it's evil that they come with hazmat suits into this theater. And anybody who knows and participates in that is a paid-out shill, evil person because you're allowing people to die. I feel the same way about giving people this vaccine, you know, the hospitals that were doing the CDC protocol, knowing there were other protocols that actually worked, and these hospitals were killing people. The same feeling I have where it's institutionalized killing,
Yeah.
and it's evil.
Well, it is evil.
So it's evil as it gets, and we are allowing it. People need to learn and know about this stuff.
Well, they really
Otherwise,
do.
we're never going to get past it.
They truly do.
Yes, they do.
Let's switch to Davos, okay? Let's go across the pond and talk about the evil bastard dictators that were there. What happened at that conference?
Well, the few things that I know, you know, is they keep talking. They want to build trust. I think that's the narrative of this conference because they know that they lost trust. So they're trying to build this trust. So they're going to figure out new psychological ops and new narratives to build trust, and because they've lost a lot of trust. Okay, well, I don't think anybody who has a brain should buy this crap, but because they're still on their same course. You know, Klaus Schwab talking about how we're creating the future,
Yes.
and that, you know, he's the one that did the Great Reset book and talked about how they want to move stuff to the east because the Chinese are obedient and they'll do what we say, and you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. I mean, these people, they're also doing the energy, you know, bill, the zero carbon emissions, the green energy that's going to kill people because you can't get rid of carbon. It's plant food. And they never explain why all the planets in the solar system are heating up. I mean, the science is so bad, they take one little part of the chart and then, and because from one little part you can tell, you know, they're true from one little part, but you zoom out, you look at the big picture, and they're full of crap. And they got all these people snowed, and the scientists that are either paid off or stupid who are following this. And I'm sorry, if you believe this, then and you claim to be an educated scientist, then you're dumb, because you need to zoom out and look at the. It was so, most so many scientists are just look at the trees. They can't zoom out and look at the forest, and so they're snowed very easily and manipulated very easily. But these guys are on a path to control the world. The other thing that came out of Davos is the UN head of the food, just like you were saying before, head of the food says that, you know, there are going to be famines and starvation. We have only another UN person, I don't know if they said this at Davos, but she says that we only have Sarah Menner, I think is her name, Milner or something. We only have 6 weeks of worldwide wheat supply left in the world. 6 weeks. So there's some pretty serious stuff. And they also didn't allow Russia at this Davos convention. And, you know, so they're making a stake in the ground that Russia's the bad guy, although that stuff can be all theater. You don't know, but that's what they're doing publicly. So, you know, and the journalists, they won't let journalists in there. They're apprehending journalists, so they won't let them there because the gods of our earth, of our planet, cannot be disturbed by journalists. You know, they can't be covered. Everybody else can be, but not them. So that's happening too. I have no respect for these guys. Zero. After COVID, they deserve zero respect. And everything they're doing to this country, these guys are evil and they need to be put in that context and they deserve no respect from anyone.
Yeah, among the worst of them is Bill
But they
Gates.
need to be covered.
You know, no wonder his
Oh,
wife
he's
left him.
awful.
Yeah.
Oh,
As
God.
bad as
He's
his
so
wife
awful.
is, she couldn't even stomach him. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Now, you sent me a message that told me a lot of the things they were trying to do failed to pass. Can you give us some
Yeah,
examples?
this is at the World. Yeah, this isn't the Davos. This is the World Health Organization, which is going on at the same time.
Yes.
This is in Geneva, Switzerland. So it's around the same area, but it's not. 12 out of the 13 amendments were tabled. And the reason they supposedly tabled them is because there isn't a consensus amongst all the countries, 194 countries or 193 countries. I know that Russia's trying to pull out of the WHO, which is
They did.
smart. I don't know why we are in it
Sarah,
exactly.
they've already
Yeah,
pulled
we
out.
don't need to be part of this.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they pulled
smart,
out.
smart, smart, smart.
Russia pulled out of the World Health Organization, and they also pulled out of the World Trade Organization.
Very, very smart. There's no reason for us to be part of this World Health Organization. We know that they're trying to do these backdoor deals to take over the entire world's health and use it to, put tyranny on the world. It's just incredible. They would do these concentration camps, these quarantine camps under that. They would be able to lock down the entire country. I heard a doctor, a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer, just this morning I was watching, and he was saying that the original treaty, it wasn't a treaty, it was a legislation, an executive legislation, which it back it under Truman. And that requires only, it doesn't require two-thirds of the vote, it just requires the majority. And so this thing that we're dealing with for WHO isn't a treaty, it's executive legislation. Now, the Constitution deals with treaties. So I don't know if they're going to play games and say that the Constitution deals with treaties, not this, and so we can do what we want. Or I think that if this pa these things pass from the by the WHO, if they end up getting, because they're still working on their treaty, they're still going to try to get these amendments through. Right now we had a short-term victory because what happened is people started talking about it everywhere and other countries are getting pressure and people are backing out. So this is a huge win for us. But I do think they're going to keep coming back to the table to try to do it. The one amendment still on the table, they think, is the one that'll shorten the time frames from the time that you can get out of the WHO situation, these amendments. Basically, you can opt out and they reduce it from 18 months to 6 months. And they give countries time because they have to change their internal operations to be able to handle the WHO directives. But make no mistake, this is a grab, a power grab, worldwide dictator power grab to take away our sovereignty when it comes to health. I think we need to stay as far away from this organization as possible. I mean, do we want an organization that's funded by private entities such as Gates directing and China directing our health care? Because that's what we would get. And the sad part is we have people like Biden who their administration, the United States, put these amendments through. It wasn't China, it was us. I mean, we're idiots. Here, take our sovereignty. And yeah, it could be unconstitutional, but then all it would do is the whole Obama strategy. You'd implement something that's unconstitutional, you do this big psyop on it, and then it gets caught up in courts for years. In the meantime, the damage is immense. And that's what's going to happen. So we have to fight this every step of the way. What's going on now, James Rogowski, we got lucky. He found these amendments because they were quietly trying to put this through, and he found them and then made them huge and got them everywhere. And I've been texting him back and forth, and he and we're going to, as soon as this is over, we're going to have a show to say what's really going on. They have people watching around the clock every detail of these what's going on in the World Health Organization meeting to see if anything comes up Is there anything new that comes up? What happens with the amendment so that we can address it? Because we can't trust these guys. They'll come back in different methods, just as crafty or more crafty, to try to get this through. DeSantis said, go ahead.
What's the best thing that failed of these amendments that didn't pass?
Well, all
and they
of
were
them
tabled.
Failed, basically.
But what's the best of them?
All the ones that were tabled, the best ones, I mean, that was, for example, they would be able to implement a worldwide protocol, not just the CDC. They'd be able to implement shutdowns. They'd be able to implement quarantines. They'd be able to implement whatever they wanted. What the world, the whole health protocol that we do here, whatever the CDC or whatever Australia or what all these people are doing, they'd be able to do it on a worldwide level. And we supposedly would have to follow.
Huh.
That's how bad it was. I mean, that's the seriousness of this situation. And we, our administration that's in there right now, Biden and his idiots, they would, I mean, they're the ones putting the amendments through. And then they would vote on the six-month change. So by November, we would be in lockdown, and whatever they decided we had to do, they would do and say we have to because we're part of the World Health Organization.
You have confirmed.
And then, and then a bunch of lawyers would go and sue. It's unconstitutional. And, you know, eventually, if in the courts that are legit, they'd win. But how many of them are fixed? I don't know. DeSantis said that it doesn't matter if it passes. He's not implementing it. He goes, there's no way that is going on in my state. So I think it's a state-by-state thing. They can also do some stuff. I don't know. This is a constitutional area, and having a constitutional lawyer on. But with Obama's crowd, this is what they do. They know it's unconstitutional, but they know the courts. It'll go through the courts, and there's enough fixed courts that it'll uphold it for a while. And in that time, the damage is already done. And our only defense is to do the Gandhi move, but we're just not doing it. You guys can kiss my behind. We are not doing this.
Well, you've confirmed what I've said is coming. I said the monkeypox for most people will not be a kill shot. It's a virus lockdown shot, and you just told me why they're going to do it and how they're going to use it.
Yeah, and that's why we're watching these WHO meeting, because the fact that 12 out of 13 amendments were tabled is really good. I mean, that's a really big win. So we got to see, are they really tabled, or is that just what the countries and the country representatives, because there's other countries that are speaking, the journalists who are against this, who are leaking in this information. So that's where we're getting it. But we're watching these videos to make sure that they're not going to do something weird. And we'll know by the end of the week if what really comes out of this. But at this point, it looks good. I mean, that's a huge, Dave. You know, but we still need to defeat that six-month thing because, that's scary, too. We just need to get the hell out of the WHO. We need out. We need completely
out. Well, Trump did get us out of the WHO, and then the communist in charge put us back in.
I know. And that's I don't know how he possibly, I don't know how he can stay. I don't know how, we have so many corrupt people around him. This is incredible. Are we even going to make it as a country by the time he's done? You know, 2024? I don't know. He's so bad. This is so bad. He didn't win, and now we're stuck with him.
My response is this. There are 55 Democrats that they all belong, all the Democrats belong to a fundraising organization for the DNC called the DCCC. And they pay dues. And these dues are used to bolster campaign funds for candidates that are having tight races. The top 55 Democrats, including Bernie, Ocasio-Cortez, they have not contributed to the DCCC. One day after I discovered this, Nancy Pelosi came out on tape, and this was played on Tucker Carlson, and said, we're not going to respect the election in November if the Republicans win because they'll destroy democracy. So right there, she's saying,
Oh my
basically,
God.
we'll have a civil war. So I put those two things together, and I'm asking a legitimate question. Do these Democrats are not paying their dues because they know there's not going to be an election?
I think anything is, they fixed this one and they're doing what they're doing. I think nothing is beyond these guys. I think that we will fight back in this country and it will get really ugly.
Well,
I don't know what to even think. I don't even know what to think about some of this. We're in uncharted territory. We really are.
the one thing I would say is this. This is really incredible. I'm trying to say this so I won't reveal identities. Let's put it this way. People in various intelligence agencies and other and federal agencies have all told me, and I'm going to say we're talking seven, eight people. They have told me, going back to January, that the infiltration of American federal agencies of power, the bureaucrats that run the country, the infiltration is complete. They are completely loyal to establishing a form of Bolshevik communism, moving away from the Constitution, no civil liberties, and they're willing to bring down the country to make it happen. And in fact, in one of the intelligence agencies, I know there was a meeting with top people, and they said, this is the agenda. If you're not on board with it, find another job. This is what led me to yesterday on the commonsenseshow.com write an article that talked about the leaders who have betrayed us, and I list about 80 names in there from the House and the Senate that have either actively supported Russian pro-communist organizations or Chinese pro-communist organizations. And I use third-party sources for documentation so no one could say it's Dave Hodges' opinion. No, it's the opinion of journalists who have researched this and have reasons behind it. So we have been effectively taken over. So you're saying that we're going to rise up and fight. Realize right now we're living in an occupied nation. And I'm not saying, Sarah, what you're saying can't work, but what I'm telling you is it's an uphill battle because we don't control the EPA. The justice system is the mafia along with the FBI, its enforcement arm. The whole system's corrupt. We have corrupt judges from top to bottom. Name it. Name names. You look at the Department of Transportation. I mean, this is Pete Buttigieg, right? Pete, what are you going to do about the baby formula problem? Well, the government doesn't manufacture baby formula. Total indifference to the welfare of the people because they're on a mission. And unlike the Blues Brothers,
Well, let
they're
me
not on
just
a.
say a couple things.
Go ahead.
And I think there's multiple things going on. They're using this communist Marxist thing for the globalists are, because they're not. They don't care about communism and Marxism. They care about dictatorships and control. They don't care about the people. They say they do so that they can have more control and they can bring everybody to the serfdom on very poor, living standards. So they're implementing, getting all these idiots to think that Marxism is the way to go. I went to China back before COVID, and we were the last people out of China before it shut down for COVID. And there was some, we had a combination of people with us. Part of them were Marxists, and I was appalled by some of the things that they believed. They were secretly meeting with the Communist Party of China, and these guys were hardcore Marxist journalists, some are very famous, and or in their little niches. And they believe that the people who are against this thinking should die. They really think that's part of the process. Because I asked them straight out, and we had these it was called meeting, I don't know what we called it, but we'd all meet and talk about topics. And I asked them straight out, what do you do about the people who don't agree with you? And they killed it because he liked what Mao did. They were Maoists. And I'm like, well, they killed everybody that didn't agree with them. Is that what you think should happen? And he pretty much said yes. So, okay, so you got these idiots who are Marxists, and they're being used. They're just puppets and idiots, useful idiots for the globalists. And those are the first people that once they establish what they want, those people will be the first people that get killed. Because what they'll do is they'll realize that instead of this equal utopia of, everybody is treated well, that they're bringing in people who are worse than who they're trying to get rid of, and then they fight back the hardest. And so those are the first people that get killed. And so what we have here is three different groups, and China has three different groups too. China has those guys, the Marxists, and this people think that you can create paradise on Earth and there's snow.
Yeah, right.
Then they have the globalist puppets. Yeah, I know. Then you have the globalist puppets who are paid off, blackmailed, told that they're going to participate and be able to control their little fiefdom and, live like dictator kings. And then you have the good people who are trying to fight this and bring freedom to everybody and bring the consciousness of Jesus Christ to the earth. I mean, however you want to say it, but they have different religions, but it's, Christ consciousness and it applied differently. And they exist in China too. We have all those things here. They have it in Russia. They have it everywhere. And that's what we're fighting. And China is struggling because they got different factions fighting each other, just like we have different factions here. The billionaire groups are fighting here because they know that when these globalist dictators take over, I might not be, I might have, my whole business might be gone. And what about all the people that I might be a psychopathic communist or what do you call it, capitalist, and all I care about is power and money, but that's going to go away. And I actually do care about freedom and being able to advance the human race. The advancing of the human race is not going to happen. We're going to go back to pre-Magna Carta. We're going to go back to Middle Ages. These guys want complete dictatorship powers, but they're going to be using advanced science for their own benefit. It's just they will have a slave class. That's what their goals are. And I'm not saying it because that's what I believe. I'm saying it because that's what they've written down, that's what they talk about, that's what they're pushing. And people need to realize that this is their goals. And so the Marxist idiots are useful idiots for them to bring it in, and they're doing their bidding for them. The Antifa thugs are useful idiots as well. And so this is what we're dealing with. And so we just have to educate as many people on reality. It's not a simple thing because it's not clear cut. It's not like everybody in China's bad and everybody, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I the
I'm a little
people
riled up
the
today, Dave.
well I'm there with you. My research that I'm doing on Latin American countries, their banking systems, their emerging political systems, their friendliness to expats, what I'm finding is they're rejecting the slavery model that comes with digital. This is their big fear, and it's
Yeah.
universal. In fact, I'm actually interviewing someone later today for a later release. And he's connected to some people in the Mexican government, and he's saying exactly what I'm telling you. In fact, he told me, firsthand knowledge, he said, that Biden sent some diplomats to meet with AMLO in Mexico, and they wanted them to fall into line with digital and blah, blah, blah. Well, Mexico is set to be the world leader in silver by 2030, and also, too, they're
Yep.
huge in lithium. They've actually nationalized their lithium mines, and they're preparing to do it with silver and their oil supplies, Pemex. So, AMLO, this is a quote, and I'll clean it up because this is a family show. AMLO told these diplomats, "You tell your boss we ain't your blankin' colony. Get the hell out of here and don't come back with this crap again."
Good for him. Good for him. Here's the deal. Cryptos aren't all bad. The cryptos that are bad are the ones that are controlled by the government from behind doors.
Yeah, there you
And
go.
they want to start regulating them. Yeah,
Well,
the
we
cryptos who aren't controlled by the government is a freedom, is about freedom. But
well
you have Christine Lagarde, who is the head of the European Central Bank, just came out yesterday saying that they want to regulate cryptos because
yep.
it's hurting people. And I got to tell
They
you
won't get it
that
done. They're not going to get it done.
they're saying it's not based on anything. It's not based.
No.
Well, what is the fiat
Sarah, we're
currencies
almost out
that
of
you're
time.
managing?
We're going into
Oh, I
another
could talk
show here.
forever.
This is incredible. But yeah, I've done work on Christine Lagarde. She's a total communist. But she, I did hear her say that, but it's Luna that was forced to dump their crypto, and that's what suppressed the market. It's going to go away before much longer, and this is a good time to buy the dip. But anyway, I'll tell people in 20 seconds how they can follow your good work.
Oh, please go to my website, sarahwestall.com, sign up for my newsletter, and that's the best way to hear about everything that I do. But, you know, I have all my different platforms I'm on. You can also get exclusives by joining my Ebiner, which is a truth platform where I have free books and okay. discounts and things on products, or sarahwestall.tv.
Okay, sarahwestall.com and sarahwestall.tv. Sarah, this is probably the quickest hour I've ever done, so thanks so much for joining us. Really good stuff. I'll be in touch. Take care.
Okay, thank you so much, Dave. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.